curls and soft pink lips, and a cute smile that made me go weak at the knees, plus a curvy body and a wicked little twinkle in her eyes that gave me the most devilish thoughts. I wanted to corrupt her immediately. We got together fast, very fast. She'd moved in by our second date, and my flat became a love nest within a month. I put a break on my wild single-guy lifestyle, and we spent every spare minute in bed. At least we spent every spare minute fucking. It wasn't always in bed. Sal might look like an angel, but she's got one hell of a dirty mind. We screwed on the kitchen table, the living room carpet, in the shower, in front of the open window. Talk about home sweet home. I couldn't look at the washing machine without cracking a grin. It was a whirlwind romance, that's for sure. I was utterly smitten. Before I knew it, I was married, and very, very happy. I forgot other women even existed. I guess that was the honeymoon phase. But all good things, well, they peter out, don't they? I married a wild nympho love goddess. She slowly turned into a cozy missus. We ended up making love in bed once a week. A few months ago, Sal decided that she wanted to be a domestic goddess and took up cooking in a big way. Instead of coming home to find her naked in bed with a tub of Häagen-Dazs, I'd get in and be greeted by the smell of garlic and coriander, a cloud of steam coming from the kitchen, and